This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.
Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Happy and glorious. This is my column for the New Conservative of the 26th of January, 2023. Happy and glorious, that about sums up the mood of the nation since King Charles announced the plans for his pared down to the bare essentials coronation. A snip at 2 hours long and only 7,000 guests, so not much of a jamboree after all. According to the Royal website, the coronation will reflect the monarch's role today and look towards the future while being rooted in long-standing traditions and pageantry. Did anyone read that sentence before they put it up on the web? It's just typical royal gobbledygook, the kind dreamed up and approved of behind the walls of Buckingham Palace, where they're so out of touch with reality that they think this kind of guff will impress people. I can well imagine some administrative flunky who gets his orders handed to him from within the gilded cage enthusiastically running off to make a start to putting these celebrations together until the impossibility of reconciling the obvious contradictions and achieving the something-for-everyone approach leads him to cuddle up in a ball and whimper, and there's more. The King wants the celebrations to highlight refugees' diversity and volunteering. What else? The refugees are not specified, so it's uncertain whether these are the genuine article, as in refugees who are fleeing injustice and certain death, who enter legally via our asylum systems, or whether it is the boatloads of young Albanian men who arrive illegally to bask in the largesse of our social security system. The King doesn't specify, and if we, the hoi polloi, try to discriminate between them, well then we're accused of, well, discrimination. It must be all too easy to play the refugee card when you don't have to live among them. I forget how many Ukrainian refugees were housed in the royal palaces, but it appears that thousands are going to end up on the streets when their current arrangements to live with British families come to an end. What this really means is that when the warm glow of virtue signalling wears off and the £350 per month dissipates, the poor blighters will be turfed out onto the streets. Who could have seen that coming? Next up, diversity, and this will be represented in the wards of the palace by an exclusive appearance from the Coronation Choir. This diverse group will be created from the nation's keenest community choirs and amateur singers from across the United Kingdom, such as refugee choirs, NHS choirs, LGBTQ plus singing groups and deaf singing choirs. Does anybody ever stop the Royal Juggernaut and ask why? This sounds like a fairly contrived choir to me, of the kind that could only be formed by a committee. It will surely be the spectacle of the year if they get up on stage and start screeching like cats. Then there's the volunteering, and again, according to royal sources, thousands of events are expected to take place in every corner of the United Kingdom this May, as people take to their streets, gardens, parks and community spaces to join the coronation celebrations and mark this historic occasion. God help us all. Acres of enforced jollity and rainbow flags. I doubt anyone will have the temerity to fly the Union flag. The only thing, in my view, that could save the whole coronation fiasco would be a grand finale on the balcony of Buckingham Palace, where they drag out the Duke and Duchess of Sussex from the palace and hang them over the side by the ankles. So this is why we got invited. And get their assurance that they're going to disappear back to California and shut up for the rest of eternity. I cannot help feeling that this would appeal to most people in the kingdom and endear the royals to the nation for a while. Mind you, the whole occasion could easily be overshadowed by Prince Andrew's comeback tour. Apparently he's amassed a £10 million fighting fund and plans to have a go at Virginia Giuffre at retrieving the rest of his fortune, which he paid to her to avoid an appearance in court in the USA. So convinced am I of his innocence, I'm sure he'll win. As if the whole prospect of the coronation is not bad enough, we are getting two for the price of one. The royal and divorced adulteress Queen Camilla will also be coronated alongside King Charles. Say what you like about her, but she's not exactly the epitome of grace and beauty. I thought Diana was a ghastly person, but she would surely have graced the throne somewhat more elegantly than Camilla. Once again, just for the record, I remain a monarchist, as I simply cannot see any of the alternatives being better, but I've fallen out of love with the present incumbents.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.